All right, so we're number 10, the House of Blood is what I call it. We're talking about the door. The most important lesson in Passover or Pesach is the power of the blood. Say the power of the blood. The blood or the door lets us enter in as sinners and exit as saints. Mm. So think of yourself in Egypt, all right? Mm-hmm. So falling is temporary unless you choose to rebel. Satan was deceived. That's why he tried to ascend to become God. See, the blood is the only door to the throne of God. We're seated with him, not instead of him. Love opens the door. Love doesn't envy or want its own way or to replace God, for goodness sake. Love wants to be one with him, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's the difference, and that's how we approach God. So let's think of this. And this is a hard image, I know, but blood on every door. Imagine coming home to find blood smeared all over and around your front door. Mm-hmm. Now, we get used to the story, obviously, but we miss the picture that the shadow is casting. So the house, I mean, think of this as your own home. You go home today and there's blood all over your door. You only have one thought. Something bad happened. Right. For you guys, that's a lot of blood for Chihuahua. But no, actually, you have your Chihuahuas with you. You'd have to think, who bled on our door? But most people would be going, what happened here? What was, you know? So we get used to it. You know, we see it, we picture it and all that. We've seen the movies and all that. But the house is a grave. You get it? Mm. When the occupants come out in the morning, they are not dead but alive. It's Lazarus. It's Jesus. That's the picture. They all eat of the lamb. Not because they're still hungry. They have to eat all of the lamb. You can't pick and choose the parts of Jesus you like, neglect the others. You can't come and go. It's not just their presence inside the house, but the presence of the lamb inside of them. Mm. Do you see all these pictures?
Yep.
Death visits every house in Egypt. He takes every firstborn son of Egypt, but the lamb stands guard at the Israelite houses. Death doesn't examine their righteousness, their obedience, or passion for God. The blood and the blood alone prevents the destroyer from entering. When we sin, it's like leaving the house. God isn't searching for us to punish us. The destroyer is lurking. God isn't inviting us back into safety. He doesn't want us to beat ourselves up to be more worthy to return. He wants us to immediately return. There is sufficient meat sacrificed to heal us and protect us. You don't have to punish yourself. Jesus bore that. You don't have to get resaved again because you are a son, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As a disobedient son, you just got to repent or return to the house as the prodigal son did. You see how that story works? Mm-hmm. He came back to the house. He thought he had lost his sonship, but he didn't. The blood, the door, the lamb, it's about God's love for you, not your love for him. It's about his sacrifice for you, not your sacrifice for him. Mm. Focusing on his love for you keeps you stable. It's hard to betray love. 1,500 years later, Jesus gives his life on the cross. Where is he going? He's going, I find this the most beautiful irony of the story, he's going to death's house. Yep. He dies, he goes into Hades. When Jesus walks out of the tomb, he takes all of the faithful of Hades with him. It's the exact opposite of Egypt. It's a beautiful story, just amazing story.
Wow.
So, coming up next, God took me through the word testimony from the Ark of the Testimony. We think of giving our testimony, but I want to show you the bigger picture and how it relates to Passover because, see, now the Passover lamb comes into us. Everything changes. So, I want to show you how the testimony works. And then, let's see, then we're going to jump into kind of a look back at the choosing of the lamb for Palm Sunday. And then we've got, I guess that's it. And that one's the Palm Sunday. And then we'll get ready for tomorrow.